A lot of you have been reaching out to me while you've been driving regarding these massive billboards you're seeing over I-5 and elsewhere that say on them, "Free Gaza from Hamas." Well, one of you caught that they were sponsored by the American Jewish Committee. And I go, I know those guys. I'm like the walking, talking meme of Leonardo DiCaprio pointing at the screen and going, I know who those people are. So I invited Regional Director Regina Sassoon Freeland from AJC Seattle to join us. And she joins us right now on the KVI studio line. Regina, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
My pleasure. So where did the idea for this come from?
Well, we saw a billboard up north on Highway 99, just north of Seattle, that was painting a very different narrative about the situation in Israel and in Gaza. And we felt that it was time to reclaim the narrative. And our hope was really to bring more attention to Hamas, what Hamas is, what they're about, and who it is that Israel is actually at war with, not the people of Gaza, not the Palestinians. They are at war with Hamas, which is an internationally recognized terror organization who is really there for two reasons. And you can find these things in their charter. It calls for the destruction of the state of Israel and to slaughter Jews anywhere they exist in the world. And they are also not very good at taking care of the people of Gaza. And that's another very big narrative that's going around, is that somehow they are freedom fighters, they're taking care of the people, and that couldn't be farther from the truth.
Now, is this something that's happening just here in Washington State, or is this part of a national initiative that's going on right now?
We have this campaign. We've put these things up on some of our social media, but we don't have a national campaign. We felt it was, we have it out in this area. We don't have any other billboards. AJC currently doesn't have any other billboards running across the country with that type of signage. It's just a Pacific Northwest thing right now.
So I assume that you guys have definitely sent pictures to the people in National American Jewish Committee. Do you think that they might be looking at this and going, hey, this is pretty brilliant. Nobody could tear down those billboards.
Yes, absolutely. And I know that there are other regions looking into this as well. And that is, this billboard is very high up, and it's not one that it would be pretty hard to cover it with paint or anything else. It's a digital billboard, and we haven't had... It's been running now for about 2.5 weeks. We're going to have it for another couple of weeks, and we haven't run into any problems. We have been fortunate that people have been able to read the messaging loud and clear, and it's still sitting there. And that is really our objective, is to get this message out to as many people as possible. That spot of I-5 happens to be a very high traffic visible area, which is why it's placed there.
Given how many people have called us, I can tell you how many people have seen it, the amount of emails, pictures, social media stuff about that one specific billboard. So playing devil's advocate for a minute here, I think of the movie The Dark Knight. At the very end of the movie, Batman's on the rooftop with Commissioner Gordon. Commissioner Gordon says, what about escalation? They start carrying automatics. We have semi-automatics. They have automatics. We buy body armor. They buy bullet-piercing rounds. Have you seen any response from the other side of putting up more of their own billboards?
Not yet. That doesn't mean it's not happening. I mean, we just had someone. Unfortunately, we can't police all areas all the time to just be notified of what's going on. But just like you with your listeners, I think that just people that we hear from, people that you hear from, we might hear from a lot of the same, similar people when they see something like that with rhetoric out there that's painting Israel as this grand oppressor that is just, as they, what are some of the terms that we hear all the time, that they're a genocidal regime, and talking about the mass slaughter with no perspective. There's no reference to what happened on 10/7, the over 1,200 that were murdered, the more than 250 that were taken captive, and we still have. I mean, several were murdered, and we have 134 captives right now that we don't want people to forget about. These are very, very important messages that we hope get out there.
In fact, you're doing a great job of getting your message out there. I was shocked that just a couple weeks ago I saw an op-ed from you in the Seattle Times. They never print my op-eds. Tell me what yours was about.
My op-ed was, I have a lot more that I could say about the situation, but this was because March is Women's History Month. I thought it was a very appropriate time to talk about the premeditated mass weaponization of sexual violence that has gotten very little airtime. The New York Times did do an excellent job of covering these rapes, both from coroners, from witnesses, testimonies, also from some of the kidnapped terrorists. It came out late. It was almost 3 months after the event happened. And after that, that came out, I think, around December 27th, 28th. So just at the end of the year, right before the 3 month mark. But we haven't seen massive condemnations. And my piece was really to draw attention to that. You know, when we've seen other trending things, I'll just name two, just the hashtag MeToo movement, hashtag Believe All Women movement. And a lot of us are wondering why something of this magnitude isn't being talked about in great detail, because it is not, there's no sexual violence that, you know, we're going to say, well, that's okay. Okay. It's awful, but there are instances here that even in the UN report that came out a few weeks ago goes into great detail on the degree of sadism and planning with what they did with these attacks. I mean, they made sure there were rapes done just to further the emotional toll and humiliation in front of family members, the degree of torture. You can share some of this on your website with the listeners, but there are hyperlinks to read some of these things directly. But it's just unimaginable barbarism of what they did.
And then when we bring this,
and it's not just did, it's continued. We know it's still going on right now with those that are held captive.
Right. And yet, if you listen to the people on the streets of Seattle, they deny this kind of stuff. And they're brainwashing generations of kids in Seattle public schools to say, oh, this stuff isn't happening and Israel's somehow the aggressor. I assume that your office has been flooded with calls, just like we have been, probably more so, about the things that are being taught to kids in schools. Is there anything that can be done about that?
That is true. We are being flooded with calls both from public schools and from independent schools, which both have to approach these in a different way. Private schools can end stuff right away if they see it happening. And public schools, there are some things in place that often block certain viewpoints or hinder us from blocking certain viewpoints, depending. So we're doing all that we can when we find out about instances like this to talk to the administrators in the specific schools, to talk to the superintendents, and then we go higher than that as we'll talk to the state agencies in Olympia, because it's really, like you said, it's not just inappropriate isn't really a strong enough word for it. It's wrong, and it's not factual, and it's very, very troubling.
If you want to learn more about the American Jewish Committee and the great work they do, you can check them out at ajc.org. That's ajc.org. Regina Sassoon Freeland, Regional Director of AJC Seattle, thank you so much for joining us today and for keeping up the pressure to bring awareness of what's going on in the Middle East and right here in Washington State.
Thank you, Ari.
Always a pleasure having you on the show.